April 22, 2020. It's so hard to watch the news right now, with all the people against the president ripping to shreds literally everything he says and does. Trying to find just basic, unbiased news is like walking through your dog poop-filled backyard at night, you never know what you're going to step in. I put news in quotes, because nothing is real news anymore. If I watch a bit of news, it's to check in and see what's being fed to us. I never watch the news to be truly and honestly informed. Also, I am not into politics, and put my trust in no man. It makes me sick to see our current president bashed on everything, though. What a waste of time and energy. Don't those people know how to pray for our leaders? No matter who's in charge? I guess not. Okay. So, if they can't pray that God will help them to make the right decisions, then why not use some energy and effort into actually helping the situation, whatever it is that they don't think he's handling right? Instead, all they do is sit and throw mud on his face. The worst comes from within the government itself. All I see are spoiled children throwing insults like mud on him, tearing down morale, just throwing poop everywhere. And the president has to defend himself constantly, which shouldn't be. More time wasted. His energy and efforts shouldn't have to be drained on explaining his every word and move, but that's how opposing forces work. Their words are designed to undermine and discourage, not actually help. What we're seeing in the United States politics right now isn't so strange to those of us who know this kind of behavior and attacks on a personal level. The president is hated. When we're hated, nothing we say or do is left alone, it's all fodder and fuel for our enemies. They sit and wait, ready to tear down our words and actions. It's a game for them, sport. They love it. Have you ever been hated? Then you know how your words, every one of them, are taken out of context and twisted, before being repeated, in order to spread the negative light on you, and hopefully turn others against you. You know how that goes. You probably learned how to correct the lies, and defend yourself, like the president is doing. But you probably also learn that silence is your best route to take, with certain individuals. When it gets to the point of your own words being used as ammunition against you, you say okay. No more words for them. Then, suddenly, when you withdraw yourself, you become the bad guy. Because with those who hate you, you just can't win. This is something we all need to accept and move on from. We have to accept our losses, and go forward, leaving those who hate us behind. If you are a Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's important, however, to forgive everyone. Don't move on with a bitter, unforgiving heart. Cleanse your heart of unforgiveness, and quickly pray on it when you feel resentment and toxic bitterness try to creep back in. Jesus is the one who does this for us, not counselors or psychologists or self-help books or motivational speakers. Only Jesus. It's okay and good to cut cords and move on, but always beware of unforgiveness. It's a sin, and you can't carry it with you into heaven. So, when you see our current president enduring these relentless underminings and attacks, if you're a Christian, pray for him, that God will give him the strength to carry out his duties, and that he will make wise decisions. But also, when you see these attacks, think on your own life, and how you've experienced this kind of thing, and who you might need to forgive and get away from. But, if you're like the scoffers, mockers, underminers, you need to stop and take a look at what you're doing. Are you the toxic voice in someone else's ear? Do you put your energy into slandering those who you disagree with and hate? If so, have you seen any good results from this? Do you think your toxic words are helping anything? Back to politics, no matter who's in office, no matter how much I disagree with them or what they're doing, I'm not going to waste my time or energy on slandering them, getting angry, or protesting in the streets. Instead, I will pray for that leader, no matter who it is. Because I know who's really in charge, and God hears our prayers and answers accordingly, if we don't ask Him amiss. If we don't ask Him for things to feed our own selfish desires. I always preface my prayer requests with, "Lord, if it's your will." And I trust him in the answer. I do pray frequently for this or that, but never based on my own will. Did you know, Living and going on our own wills is as witchcraft? Putting our own will before God's will is as witchcraft, and those who practice this will not see heaven. I know that mentioning prayer as a better endeavor for the president's enemies is futile, because most of his enemies are not the faith-filled type. Okay. So they will choose to stay in the dark, and be angry and hate-filled. But prayer is still the answer, whether they choose to pick it up or not.